Amy Mariello leads this brand new band, Dirty Blonde, and she and her collaborator, Jay Machowski, are here today to play us some tunes from their debut coming out this May. We begin with the song Stay.
Strength. I never had much strength when it came to loving him. Change. I don't do well with change. Can't decipher what is real. I failed to show you how I truly feel. And now you're going and I can't deal. So stay for me. What do I know? Am I make-believer? Am I tyrant? But I'll treat you right this time. You always take the punches. You accept it as it comes. And I'm good when I am good, but when I'm bad, I'm overbearing. And I know you do the best you can. Highly feeling like a man. Pain. Little me in front of the crowds, and I'm only really half of myself. Well, they're around, and I'm mere scared of the dark. Stay up all night with the weight of the world on my shoulders. Oh, tell them I hold the pain of a girl that never was real. I guess I really done it, 'cause you won't look me in the eyes. No, don't tell me that it's over. I won't cry, but I will wither up inside.
Stay is the song that ends, actually, Dirty Blonde's debut album.
But that's when beginning our session today. And that is a perfect example of why we like to have somebody sing before we get a chance to talk to people, so people can hear what this is all about. And I guess I can hear why whoever saw you for the first time in that club wanted to sign you. You're an amazing voice.
Thank you.
Just, what you know, you're one of these overnight sensations that has been years and years and years in the making.
Yeah.
So, you know, the simple overnight story is...
The simple overnight story, poor little bartender found in a club turned into a superstar, but not yet.
Yeah, right, right.
On we're the... hoping that we're turned into a superstar, but that is a very, very short version.
Right. Well, and the people who went to see you weren't even looking for you, right?
Mm-mm. No, it was actually Billy Mann's assistant who owns my production company, and they were coming to see somebody else, and I just happened to be opening for that person.
Wow. And Billy Mann, just a really cool singer and producer. And
he's amazing, and he's an amazing writer and producer.
Well, I will tell you that Amy is indeed Dirty Blonde, so we know where the name came from. We know all that. What's a bit of the long story? Because you've been at this for a while.
Well, I've been singing my whole life. Me and Jay grew up in Connecticut together, and we started a band in Connecticut.
And you've always been writing together, too.
Always been writing together. Yeah. And we started a band in Connecticut that was a little harder rock, and we left the band. I moved to New York after boarding school when I was about 17, and me and Jay was working, and he would come in from Connecticut, and we would gig in the city mm-hmm. a couple nights a week, and it was just me and my guitar, Jay and his guitar, and it was more folky, a little more abstract, and through the years, we got people to come and see us, and we were just... lucky. I mean, hardworking, but also very lucky.
Yeah, we'd always said, but we want to, whenever we would write together, we want to write a structured pop song.
We could never do it.
And we can never do it. And she found out how to do it way before I did.
No.
Well,
how did you, what does that mean? How did you find out what to do?
Well, our songs would go on for 7 minutes. They were like, you know, 8 bridge songs. And that's what we wanted to do. But, you know, there's something to be said for writing a structured song. And if you're able to do it and then stray from it, you know, that's an accomplishment. But if you're just not able to do it, then you can't really call yourself able to write a song. And it was a feat for me to write this record. It was something new for me. And I did it with two Swedish guys called Macho Psycho. And the guitar player Robin and me just kind of sat down and he really helped me structure because I tend to want to go into left field as much as Jay does. And it was hard to get me to really want to do this, but I love it.
Well, and you certainly do a good job of it on this. In fact, the thing that World Cafe listeners may have heard most from is one you're going to do next called Change the Water.
Yes, this is called Change the Water. Yeah, yeah. I don't work tomorrow, you could spare an hour of your time. And I don't mind a travel, we could go to your place or to mine. Cause it's been a long week, I haven't got much sleep, and I think that we could use some time right away. Just let the world wait a while. Cause you got a good job, you're working real hard. I think you need to ease your mind. Why don't we change your water at some eyes? Oh, why don't we change your water at some eyes? Oh, it's always nice, but on a movie and talk about life and just get high. You know that you're such a good friend, and it'd be a good end to that night.
But if we do it, let's do it right. Shine water at some eyes. So why don't we shine water at some eyes? No, why don't we change water? Cause you're such a good friend, and it'd be a good end to our life. Change water, change.
Change the Water is a lot of folks' introduction to this band, Dirty Blonde, who are playing live for us today. And already, Amy, people have been writing in on our bulletin boards talking about the band. And one of the comments about that song, which I'm not saying I agree, you know, agree with or whatever, they said, Sheryl Crow with a better drummer. So,
that's awesome. We love Sheryl Crow.
You seem to really have this love of kind of what I guess you could call classic rock era artists.
I do.
But Jeff Buckley was in your list, too.
I do. I mean, I grew up with my dad being a jazz head and desperately wanting me to be a jazz singer. Mm. Still probably being very disappointed. But as far as what I listened to, it was always classic rock. And when I came into my teenage years and more angsty years where I really depended on music to get me through the day, mm-hmm. It was singer-songwriters that really changed me. And Jeff Buckley was actually one of the later ones, but one of the more influential artists that I ever came across.
He's probably one of the ones that had you writing the Eight Bridges.
Eight Bridge songs, exactly. I remember hearing his record being, I'm never writing a pop song again. So he did it, but Joni Mitchell did it, Tori Amos did it, Elliot Smith, Ani DeFranco.
You're probably learning that you have to live with things that you wrote in your bio, and one of the things that's in your bio is that you always, in high school, you kind of blew it off a little bit because you always thought you were going to be famous?
I didn't find school relevant to my life at all, and not only was I horrible at school, but I just completely rejected it in every way, and my dad would always say, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and I have. And I did, you know.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Right. Well, it's funny. Also, you attended bar. And it's funny. If there's any place in the world where anybody is whatever they say they are, it's a bar. Oh, yeah, I'm a screenwriter. Oh, yeah, I'm that.
Oh.
Did people blow you off when you said, oh, yeah, I'm a singer? When you're...
Well, I was so – I mean, people always say now that we're – not that we're anybody, but that we're going somewhere. Oh, my God, can't you wait to date so-and-so? Can't you wait to do this and do that? You'll be all at all those famous parties. I'm like – I would rather eat ants than date a famous person. I served these disturbing people for years. And these Hollywood and New York and young Hollywood, all these people are just, it's not something that I aspire to.
The bartender's perspective, folks, remember
this. If you serve someone, you see who they really are.
And you check their tip, too, so there you go.
Yeah, and you expect they're not tip.
Exactly.
It's really the reality of the situation.
Dirty Blonde are our guests today on The Cafe, and why don't you do a couple more things from the...
Okay, cool. We're going to do one called Hard Times.
See how this works. You're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The same old story. Girl meets a boy and they fall in love too fast. Oh, but there's nobody who can reason with you before that sensation comes to pass. Oh, when you say you're in for the long haul, but your actions proving otherwise. And boy, you don't have a leg to stand on. It's the same every time. We've been having hard times, living off the old times, make believing everything is fine. Yeah, we've been having hard times, but I think it's about time that we make a change.
but it's an ache in my soul. And don't you know I've been feeling more like you're my baby girl, and it's taking its toll. So don't say you don't see it coming, 'cause I've been giving you all the signs. And don't play baby games with my heart, 'cause I've been just all of that. No, yeah. You've been having a hard time, but I think it's about time that we make a change and we do it right. We've been
acoustic versions of the tunes from Dirty Blonde's debut album as they're visiting us today on the cafe. So were you playing music early on or writing or what kind of things?
Yes, I was. I was writing basically my whole life.
At what age?
About the fourth grade, I started writing songs and tape recording them and making my dad play them for all of his friends.
And what were they about?
They were... So I know one was called Spotlight, and it was like a, I'm saying it to Jay. It was just a cheesy, I really wanted to be like Selena.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, I moved on to Madonna, and I would wear Madonna clothing under my real clothing to go to school. But it was mostly Selena, Madonna type stuff. And when I got older, it was more real angsty, I hate the world kind of stuff. That started in about sixth grade, seventh grade. The hating the world.
You know I'm going to ask you to sing a little bit of Spotlight.
Of course, you should. I was going to say the same thing, but I know later I'd get the reprisal. Like, seriously, give me that look and be like, why'd you ask me to sing Spotlight? But you have to now.
Okay. It goes, you're in the spotlight. Baby, you know that there's no other place you'd rather be. You're in the right light. Baby, you're on the right. Come on, take it seriously.
Wow.
You're in the spot.
She's
light.
Going. She's like, there's more, Dave.
Yeah. It had a clapping section.
You know.
Right. Light. I'd make my brothers would join. My brothers would have to clap or they'd get in trouble.
Amy, all this time you were working in the city, did you have to play covers? Did you do cover band stuff?
When me and Jay would do our shows, we would throw in a few covers because, I mean, typically it would be friends coming to see us. You know, it's not like we had a huge following.
Right.
But if you want to keep people, sometimes if you throw a cover in the mix, just to get their attention, I mean, people, for the most part, need something shoved in their face, like a cover.
Amen to that.
No, you know, if they're at the bar and they hear, like, Sweet Home Alabama, they're probably going to peek over.
But also,
not that we ever covered Sweet Home Alabama, because please.
Yeah, the thing that we wanted to do is, you know, when you go to see a band live or one of your favorite bands and they play a song off a record that you love that's semi-obscure, you feel it. And we used to play shows, and mainly it was only Amy's father, but I used to go into the, you know, the Hocus Pocus thing, and he used to be like, yeah! And all the 20-somethings were like, what the hell is this? But it's always good to connect with somebody on a certain cover that they love.
Yeah.
Well, do one for us, if you have any that you remember.
We did, we worked on this little rendition of Steely Dan's Dirty Work, and it doesn't really sound much like the original, but we think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Times are hard, you're afraid to pay the fee, and so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. And when you need a little loving, but your man is out of town, that's the time to get me running, and you know I'd be around, yes. The lock upon the door, and you have sent the man home early like a thousand times before. Like a castle in its corner in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, but I stay here just the same. Yeah, yeah. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah, I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah, take it easy, you're a good girl at heart. I don't suppose it's accidental that he's out there from the start. Who's up one to run the water when you need to soak your feet? Ella, so Miss Laura, really sound the face to feed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more.
Dirty Work from Dirty Blonde as we finish up our session today. Thank you guys so
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
A real treat. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks again to Dirty Blonde. Look for that album coming soon, the debut from Dirty Blonde. You can simply visit your favorite podcast directory or our website at npr.org and click on NPR Podcasts to learn how you can receive World Cafe Words and Music as a weekly download.